You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The French Open on In Play Radio.
Welcome along to the Daily French Open podcast here from William Hill. My name's Lee Phelps. Delighted to say Alex Dunn is in the studio to preview three matches from the French Open on Tuesday, June the 2nd. Alex, how's your luck? How's your tipping going?
All right, I think. Hopefully.
All right. I don't like the I think bit. That worried me a little bit.
I've done a few of these podcasts in recent days, and we've had, I don't think we've had a clean sweep yet of all three, but we've had a combination of ones and twos, and they've been at decent prices, so... Yeah, not too bad at all.
We'll get into the business end of the tournament, of course. We're going to have a look at one men's match and two from the women's side of things. The men's match is an absolute cracker. Kei Nishikori 2-7 to beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga, home favourite at 13-5. Nishikori, of course, ranked 5 in the world. His clay court season so far shows 13 wins and 2 defeats. He's been in fantastic form. The two defeats came against Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic in the Madrid semi-finals and the quarter-finals in Rome. So no shame there. He won in Barcelona, of course, as well. So he's been in really good nick this season. Tsonga, you're never quite sure what you're going to get from Tsonga. But watching that match against Berdych, I thought he was as good as I've seen him for a long, long time. 6-3, 6-2, 6-7, 6-3. He won that one. How do you see this one going, Alex?
Well, I am a big Tsonga fan. I said that on the last podcast that we did, that... While I wasn't a Berdych fan, I'm a big fan of Joe Wilfried Tsonga. And I think the same applies here, to be honest. I'm not a huge Nishikori fan. Now, I know Dave Kellner will berate me for saying that, because he loves Kei Nishikori. I'm convinced if you went around to his house, there's posters, there's cardboard cutouts of Kei Nishikori. He's a big, big fan. I'm not so sure, to be honest. I think he's a good player, but I don't think he deserves to be as short as he is for this. Mm. It's 2-7. That is, you know, if you're backing someone at 2-7, you want to have absolute confidence that they're going to get the job done. And I just couldn't be backing up at that price. Tsonga at 13-5 makes quite a bit of appeal, to be honest. I mean, you'll be able to get a very, very nice price on Tsonga just to win a set. 8-15. It's a bigger price than Nishikori is to win the match. Mm. And I think that's wrong, to be honest. So, Tsonga, I mean... He's had the harder run through, if you like, of the two. Granted, didn't beat much in the first round in Christian Lindell, but then has beaten Seller and Andahar in straights, and Berdych only took one set off him. That was in a tiebreak. He was in really, really good nick then. Nishikori, on the other hand, he has had a walkover against Benjamin Becker. That'll have done him the world of good fitness-wise, but I'm still not convinced. He hasn't dropped a set yet, that has to be said, but he's not beaten much in mature Balucci. And Gabashvili, he's had quite an easy route this far, and it'll be his toughest test. I'm just debating which way to go with this. I think I'm just going to tip Tsonga up on the outrights, to be honest. I think that price is too big to ignore. I think the 8-15 to win a set is really fantastic banker material, if you like. If you're putting an accumulator together, I'd put him in. But that price on Tsonga, 13-5, you can afford to have, you know, a bit of fun. Similarly, 4 sets, 6-4, 5 sets, 11-4. Again, I said this in the Berdych game. I said it could go the distance. Didn't quite. This one could as well. 11-4 is a big price, but I'm definitely more in the Tsonga camp than I am the Nishikori. I think that's a bad price on Kai in this one.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's have a look at the women's side of things and start with Anna Ivanovic. She's taking on Elena Svitolina. Ivanovic, 7 in the world, from Serbia, of course. Decent season so far on clay. Put out Ekaterina Makarova in the previous round, 7-5, 3-6, 6-1. Also accounted for Misaki Doi in the tournament so far, and Donna Vekic. The first round win was over Yaroslava Shevdova. Before that, I mean, she'd lost to Daria Gavrilova, who had been one of the stars of the clay court season up until the French. So going along quite nicely. Svitolina's record this year on clay, 14-3. So again, another very good player. One of the losses was against Venus Williams. One of the other losses was against this opponent, Anna Ivanovic. She lost 6-3, 6-4 in Madrid. So just a few weeks ago, she lost to this very opponent. Ivanovic is 4-9 to repeat that, 7-4 Svitolina. And if you think Ivanovic will beat her in straights again, 6-5, Alex. So a repeat performance and repeat result from just a few weeks ago, 6-5. You tempted?
A little. I tried to get Ivanovic beaten in the last round by Makarova, and she took a set off her, but couldn't quite get the job done. But I just can't see Svitolina beating Ivanovic here. The 4-9 isn't fantastic. It doesn't knock your socks off, but a win is a winner, isn't it? And I just think you look at the head-to-heads between the two of them. They've played six times, and Ivanovic has won all six. Svitolina's only actually took one set off her. That was in Indianapolis last year. They've met twice on clay, two straight sets wins for Ivanovic. I think it will be a little tighter than that. And if I'm being honest, I think the 11-4 on Ivanovic to win two sets to one is probably the way that I'd go with this. I think that's a sufficient sort of leap in price. Ivanovic, seventh in the world. Svitolina, I think she's 21st. She's a good player, but I just think Ivanovic is going to have far too much for her here. I was actually quite impressed with how she battled in the last round, Ivanovic, because that is something that I've questioned her about before. Not literally, haven't spoken to her. but I do think that there are times where she can be a little flaky, if you like, and chuck it away. But she'd have to go something to chuck this away, I think. I think it's priced up about right. I think she'll win at 4-9. But I'd take Svitolina to win a set, because Ivanovic is prone to the odd error. So Ivanovic, 2-1, 11-4 will be the way I'd go in that one.
Lucy Safarova has blown the French Open women's competition apart by beating Maria Sharapova in straight sets. To be fair, she was already in good form. She's not had the easiest of runs. She beat Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova 7-6, 7-6 in the first round. Pavlyuchenkova's 39 in the world. An easier run against Karumi Nara, 55 in the world, the Japanese player. She beat her 6-2, 6-love, so a nice easy one there. And then she faced Sabine Lisicki, number 90 in the world, and beat her as well, 6-3, 7-6. So she's been in very good form, hasn't dropped a set yet, and now comes up against number 20 in the world, Garbiñe Muguruza, the Spanish player. Again, decent season on clay so far, 5-2. She's managed the defeats coming in against Mladenovic and Kuznetsova. That's on the outdoor clay. She played a couple of matches indoor at Stuttgart as well. That boost in confidence for Safarova against Sharapova, you'd expect if she can do that and she can back it up, she should have the beating of Muguruza here, Alex.
She's been fantastic so far in this tournament, but Muguruza has as well. It's a tricky one. We've just watched Safarova beat Sharapova. It was literally about an hour ago. And she was fantastic. And Sharapova wasn't at her best. And that's often when she loses, she gives it to the opponent rather than the opponent plays really well to beat her. But you look at what she's done so far in this tournament, and it is incredible. Straight sets all the way through against Pavlyuchenkova, Nara, Lisicki and Sharapova. There's not one of those games where you'd have confidently said, oh, she's going to easily win that. Pavlyuchenkova's a fine player, admittedly not at her best on clay. Nara is no back number at all. I think she's a tidy little player. Lisicki, again, not at her best on clay, but still.
But she had been playing well, obviously, had, Arantxa Sánchez Vicario in a corner, if you like. And yeah. She was more confident on clay, wasn't she?
I can't believe that Safarova's got this far with such ease. I think she's a good player, but I'm surprised, she might be surprised at just how sort of easily it's come to her so far. Mm. Muguruza has had to battle a little bit more, but again, she's only dropped one set, and that was to Angelique Kerber, so there's no shame in that whatsoever. I would say that the players that she's beaten are players that surrender their serve fairly easily. She beat Flavia Panetta in the last 16, and Panetta does give you points mm-hmm. on her own serve. She won't get that with Safarova, but I think Muguruza can beat Safarova here, if I'm being honest. I know some people will go, but hang on, she's just beaten Sharapova. Before that, she'd beaten Lisicki. What's not to like? I agree, but I just think it has to end at some point. And Muguruza, I think, is an underrated player. She's at her best on clay, and I think she could just have enough here. So perhaps a little controversial, but I'm going to take Muguruza to win.
Just on the way, you think it would be on two or three sets? Think you go three? You can't imagine her being losing in straights, can you, after Ivanovic? I mean, you can see when there's an upset, coming back down to earth is often the difficult bit, isn't it? And playing another normal match, if you like, you know, after being the underdog. I see this going three, whichever way it goes, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure, you know. Right. I'm going to put my neck on the line here and I'm going to say straight sets win for Muguruza.
Wow.
I think she can do it.
I like your confidence, Alex. Alex Dunn, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
We're covering all of the French Open matches on In Play Radio live from noon every day of the tournament, as well as all the other football and the cricket and golf. All the In Play betting available at www.inplayradio.co.uk. Prices available on williamhill.com and in any William Hill shop around the UK as well. If you're having a bet on any of the French Open action that we've discussed, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.